Catechism question this week is, how is the word to be read and heard that it may become effectual to salvation? This recognizes that Scripture teaches us that although it is the Spirit of God who makes the reading and especially the preaching of the word an effectual means of doing all the things that are necessary in us through faith unto salvation, that the Lord has appointed for us particular duties, ordinary ways of approaching. So there's the ordinary means of grace, but then God has already also instructed us, commanded us, a proper way of attending upon those means. But God has also instructed us, commanded us, a proper way of attending upon those means that he especially uses then, that the Spirit especially uses to make the means effectual to us. So the answer is that the word may become effectual to salvation, we must attend thereunto with diligence, preparation, and prayer. Receive it with faith and love, lay it up in our hearts, and practice it in our lives. And so the Lord speaks in Scripture, first and foremost, of his word as his own, and so we must treat it as the very words of God. The Scriptures are as much God speaking to you as if he were a physical being who is present, breathing out air to you. The Scriptures are inspired by God, or God breathed, more literally. And so we must attend thereunto with diligence, which is to say, you pay attention to the Bible, whether you're reading it or hearing it, as if God is present talking to you. You're supposed to attend to my words with diligence because I'm your dad. And when I start speaking, you give me your full attention. How much more God? But not just diligence in the time of the reading and the hearing, diligence in prioritizing the reading and hearing of God's word, as he has especially given us every evening and morning, and particularly all day on the Lord's day, for attending to his word. He gives it the place of priority in the day, the place of priority in the week. And so the Lord, who is the one who uses the word, has told us to be diligent in attending unto the word. He describes to us in Scripture of those who prepare their hearts to seek the Lord. And he gives us many examples of being cleansed and holy and prepared, even in the Old Testament, physically, maintaining physical cleanness, ceremonial cleanness. But it is especially the preparation of the heart and the mind. We are to put away all wrath and malice. We are to put away all our sin so that we may receive the pure milk of the word with a clear conscience. You prepare for the reading and hearing of the word primarily by putting away all that competes with God for control of your thoughts and for the chief place in your heart. You also prepare for the word by the use of the word. This is one of the reasons why we study the word of God that we're going to hear in the public worship every week leading up to the next Lord's Day. But it's also something that is done your whole life long. Every time you come before God in his word, every time you think about his word, every time you hear his word preached and applied to you, the Lord is preparing you, making you more fit to hear and receive and process his word in the future. God is his own interpreter. The great interpreter of the word of God is the word of God. And so the more you understand each part, the more you will understand the whole. And the more you understand the word of God as a whole, the better you are enabled to understand each part. But when you are coming to a special time of hearing the word of the Lord, such as the Sabbath day, the Lord's day, then there is extra preparation to be made so that you can give yourself to God as well as possible, as completely as possible in attending upon his word on the Lord's day. This is one of the reasons why you put away and make sure you resolve all your worldly business in the 6 days, so that there will be nothing left when you get to the seventh day. And then prayer. We saw even in Ephesians 6 yesterday how all of the different components of the armor that are named are either the word itself, the gospel itself, or believing the word, faith, or things that the word tells us about or gives us through that faith, righteousness, salvation. But then all of these things are to be used with all prayer, praying at all times with all prayer in the Spirit. And that is a reminder that it is the Spirit of God who makes the word effectual to salvation. And so we express our dependence upon him to be the one who does it. In stated prayer, you pray when you come to the word, you pray when you're done with the word, but also the prayerful attitude, approach, dependence upon, act of conscientious dependence upon God the Holy Spirit, even as you read the word, even as you hear the word. That the word may become effectual to salvation, we must attend thereunto with diligence, preparation, and prayer. Receive it with faith and love, which is to say we believe it because of whose word it is. Receive it with faith. Be convinced that it's true. We mustn't hear the word in a doubting way, mistrusting God. What a dreadful thing it would be if we treated God that way. And receive it with love. Again, because of whose it is. Not only are we to believe what he says in the word, because it is his word, but we should love him, and we should love that he is speaking to us, and we should love what he speaks to us. The whole action, the whole enterprise of hearing or reading the word of God should be filled with love for God, love that he speaks, loving that he speaks to us, and loving the words that he speaks to us. And laying it up in our hearts, not just laying it up in our hearts by memorization, but storing it in the heart, having his word as the control center of our heart, that as his word does that, that is the way that we're enabled by God the Spirit to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So he says, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh your God, Yahweh is one, and you shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart." So yes, we should memorize the Bible, but when we talk about laying up the word of God in our heart, we're talking about installing the word of God as the operating system of our heart. We're talking about having everything we think, desire, purpose, feel, shaped by the word of God. And then, of course, if it is genuinely laid up in the heart, it doesn't remain merely theoretical. If out of the heart you speak and out of the heart you live, then you should speak according to God's word and you should live according to God's word. And so practice it in our lives. And so this is how God the Spirit, who is the one who makes the word effectual to us, commands us to use the word. And so God the Spirit, who upon whom we trust and rest, that he will make God's word effectual to us, he says, "Do it this way," and so we do it this way. That the word may become effectual to salvation, we must attend thereunto with diligence, preparation, and prayer. Receive it with faith and love, lay it up in our hearts, and practice it in our lives.